welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, I chat with Megan Carter at Toronto Comic Con 2018. Megan is a Toronto-based comic artist, and her current work is the action mythology comic Godslave. She currently colors for Jason Liu's The Pitiful Human Lizard, and teaches at Max the Mutt College of Animation, Art, and Design, and has taught children's workshops at the Art Gallery of Ontario. During our chat, Megan talks about her ongoing series Godslave, her crossover efforts with Jason Liu on The Pitiful Human Lizard, her panel discussion Start Your Comic at Toronto Comic Con, her talk to the third year comics class at Max the Mutt College, and her future plans, including the Vancouver Arts Festival. Before I go further, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes, and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my interview with Megan Carter at Toronto Comic Con 2018.
Can you tell me what's new and exciting? What are you up to these days?
Hi. I'm still working on Godslave, which is my ongoing series and webcomic. I'm also doing a crossover with Jason Liu and the Pitiful Human Lizard. His superhero and my teen superheroes from Montreal are teaming up. So that's been super fun. And then I'm still teaching at Max the Mutt with the comic kids there.
That's cool. You will be here. I won't be here to hear your panel about Start Your Comics, but can you give me just a brief overview of what you might be saying?
Sure, yeah. So Start Your Comic is basically, it's this command to people who have been humming and hawing about starting their comic, who get obsessed with like, oh, I haven't written it properly, or I haven't finished the character designs, who just kind of get tangled up in perfectionism or aren't confident enough to start it. And so we kind of address those fears and those insecurities, and really the hardest part is just starting it and making it. And once you get past that, it's so much easier and so rewarding.
That's cool. You mentioned that you did speak at a third year comics class, and I'm wondering what advice you passed along to them, similar I guess to what the panel will be tomorrow.
It's similar to that. It's also, so it's the third year comics and kids who are graduating this year. So they're about to enter the comic community. And so it's not just starting their comic, but also getting used to this community, meeting people, putting yourself out there and being visible, which is really hard for people. A lot of them think like, well, I'll just draw and then the jobs will come in. And there's a lot more to it than that. And so I try to prepare them for that as well.
That's really the tough bit. I mean, you have the creativity and the ideas, but getting your voice heard and getting out in the world, that's a tough part, I guess.
Absolutely.
You also tweeted that you're on a no sugar week, and I'm wondering how that's going for you.
It's so difficult. The first, 3 days were really rough, as they usually are. I'm much better now, although, I walked past a Starbucks on the way in here, and I usually get some sugar in a latte. So I'm holding strong so far. So far, so good.
Because that's where most artists do their work, or in coffee shops. That must be very tempting to sit there and avoid all that stuff.
It requires so much strength that I do not have. But I'm doing my best.
Good. So what are you up to next after this Toronto Comic Con?
After this, I will have VanCaf, actually. It is Vancouver Comics Festival. I'm really excited for that. It's going to be my first year, and I've never been to Vancouver before. And then beyond that, I'm working on some projects, still working on Godslave and putting the book together. But other than that, just keeping busy.
And where can people find more information about your work?
Sure, you can go to Mega, as in Mega Man, megacarter.com. You can also go to godslavecomic.com.
Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks to Megan for the chat. You can discover more about Megan on Twitter at @mega_carter and online at megacarter.com. And thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics Podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to info@TrueNorthCountryComics.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now. True North Country Comics Podcast is copyright True North Country Comics. Copyright 2018.